The bases of the triangle, the land side, was protected by a double wall and a deep ditch of the depth of 100 feet. Against this line of fortification, which Franza, an eyewitness, prolongs to the measure of 6 miles, the Ottomans directed their principal attack, and the emperor, after distributing the service and command of the most perilous stations, undertook the defense of the external wall. In the first days of the siege, the Greek soldiers descended into the ditch, or sallied into the field. But they soon discovered that, in the proportion of their numbers, 1 Christian was of more value than 20 Turks. And after these bold preludes, they were prudently content to maintain the rampart with their missile weapons. Nor should this prudence be accused of pusillanimity. The nation was indeed pusillanimous and base. But the last Constantine deserves the name of a hero. His noble band of volunteers was inspired with Roman virtue, and the foreign auxiliaries supported the honour of the Western chivalry. The incessant volleys of lances and arrows were accompanied with the smoke, the sound, and the fire of their musketry and cannon. Their small arms discharged at the same time either 5 or even 10 balls of lead of the size of a walnut, and according to the closeness of the ranks and the force of the powder, several breastplates and bodies were transpierced by the same shot. But the Turkish approaches were soon sunk in trenches or covered with ruins. Each day added to the science of the Christians, but their inadequate stock of gunpowder was wasted in the operations of each day. Their ordnance was not powerful either in size or number, and if they possessed some heavy cannon, they feared to plant them on the walls, lest the aged structure should be shaken and overthrown by the explosion. The same destructive secret had been revealed to the Muslims, by whom it was employed with a superior energy of zeal, riches, and despotism. The great cannon of Mohammed has been separately noticed, an important and visible object in the history of the times. But that enormous engine was flanked by 2 fellows almost of equal magnitude. The long order of the Turkish artillery was pointed against the walls. 14 batteries thundered at once on the most accessible places, and of one of these it is ambiguously expressed that it was mounted with 130 guns, or that it discharged 130 bullets. Yet in the power and activity of the Sultan we may discern the infancy of the new science. Under a master who counted the moments, the great cannon could be loaded and fired no more than 7 times in one day. The heated metal unfortunately burst. Several workmen were destroyed, and the skill of an artist was admired who bethought himself of preventing the danger and the accident by pouring oil after each explosion into the mouth of the cannon. The first random shots were productive of more sound than effect, and it was by the advice of a Christian that the engineers were taught to level their aim against the 2 opposite sides of the salient angles of a bastion. However imperfect, the weight and repetition of the fire made some impression on the walls, and the Turks, pushing their approaches to the edge of the ditch, attempted to fill the enormous chasm and to build a road to the assault. Innumerable fascines and hogsheads and trunks of trees were heaped on each other, and such was the impetuosity of the throng that the foremost and the weakest were pushed headlong down the precipice and instantly buried under the accumulated mass. To fill the ditch was the toil of the besiegers. To clear away the rubbish was the safety of the besieged. And after a long and bloody conflict, the web that had been woven in the day was still unravelled in the night. The next resource of Mohammed was the practice of mines. But the soil was rocky. In every attempt he was stopped and undermined by the Christian engineers. Nor had the art been yet invented of replenishing those subterraneous passages with gunpowder and blowing whole towers and cities into the air. A circumstance that distinguishes the siege of Constantinople is the reunion of the ancient and modern artillery. The cannon were intermingled with the mechanical engines for casting stones and darts. The bullet and the battering ram were directed against the same walls. Nor had the discovery of gunpowder superseded the use of the liquid and inextinguishable fire. A wooden turret of the largest size was advanced on rollers. This portable magazine of ammunition and fascines was protected by a 3-fold covering of bull's hides. In